I'm Chris Osborne. You're listening to All Things Considered. Sunday was Mother's Day, and you could feel the love across Alabama. Despite all of our talk about family values, the U.S. has family leave laws that are subpar by even third world country standards. And Alabama has an infant mortality rate worse than the Ukraine, among others. Here to discuss with us today is AL.com's political columnist, Kyle Whitmire.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with this. How does the U.S. stack up against other countries as it relates to health care and, in particular, maternity leave?
Well, this has received a lot of attention lately because it's become sort of a perennial Mother's Day story. But each year there's, you know, fewer and fewer countries on that list of countries that don't have at least some mandated paid maternity leave or even paid paternity leave. For fathers, and now there's only two. There's United States and Papua New Guinea. I mean, there are countries in the world that where, to put it mildly, people basically spend all their time running away from things that are trying to kill them, that have decided that, you know, sending, you know, moms back to work immediately after giving birth is just too cruel. But for whatever reason, in the United States, we've decided that we're going to leave this up to employers to make their own decisions. And oftentimes that leaves families with very little to work with.
Now, how does that change the landscape of the family unit? You know, we're in Alabama and we collectively talk about family values. In particular, it's often a stump speech for politicians.
Well, you're talking about family values. I mean, what you're hearing are basically, you know, lawmakers, you know, casting judgment on people who are not like their constituents or trying to make their constituents fearful of the other. But if you look at at Alabama, at other states, you really see a lot more action on the city level and local level, where cities are even considering things like raising minimum wage or setting their own mandates for family leave. Here in Alabama, city of Birmingham has been considering doing that. But the reaction to that almost instantaneously from the Alabama legislature is now a bill to prohibit cities in Alabama from setting those kinds of standards. Meanwhile, in the Alabama legislature, we can't even get a bill passed to prohibit teenagers from riding around in the back of pickup trucks when, you know, we've had several unfortunate incidents, very tragic incidents here in the state of Alabama where young people have died because they were engaging in that very dangerous activity.
So you talk about the legislator getting things done at a snail's pace in one of your other pieces. What do you see actually happening during this legislative session?
not much. The lawmakers are really pulling in three directions right now. I mean, they have one proposal for raising taxes that Governor Bentley's put out there, which is going absolutely nowhere. They have one proposal to legalize gambling by Senate Pro Tem Del Marsh. That would not only legalize a state lottery and implement a state lottery, but would also legalize casino gambling throughout the state. That seems to have at least some pushback. And now there's sort of a hybrid, which is being pushed, has been pushed by House Majority Leader or House Speaker Mike Hubbard. And just this week we saw in the Republican caucus his own troops, who had no problem when he was, you know, listening to him even after he was indicted on ethics charges, are now sort of getting their dander up because he's trying to push them to raise taxes. That's where they drew the line. They, as my colleague Chuck Dean said, they're terrified of Mike Hubbard because of how he wields his power, but they're terrified of raising taxes even more.
Kyle Whitmire is a political columnist for AL.com. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Support for WBHM comes from our listeners and Regions Private Wealth Management, seasoned financial veterans with a single objective: to enhance, diversify, and protect the client's portfolio. Learn more by calling 205 205- 560-7777. Support for WBHM also comes from our listeners and the Association of Fundraising Professionals Alabama Chapter, now accepting nominations for National Philanthropy Day, awards to honor those promoting philanthropy. Information and nomination forms at npdalabama.org.
On the next Radio Lab,
we found
these like fields,
a whole hilltop, fields just covered in this.
It was so eerie. It was.
I haven't seen anything like that before.
Yellow,
fluffy
stuff.
Hidden worlds.
Whoa. What's that?
And here we are still on Earth. We're not in outer space. We're not on the moon. Here we are on Earth.
Saturday afternoon at 2 on WBHM.